5 months after President Bush announced his vision for the largest government reorganization in half a century, it looks set to become a reality. Last night, the House of Representatives voted to create a new Department of Homeland Security by a vote of 299 to 121. The Senate is soon expected to follow suit. The cabinet-level department is expected to employ 170,000 people and combine 22 existing agencies. Its mandate, to protect the nation's borders, infrastructure, and transportation centers from terrorist attack.
Ivo Dalder is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He's also co-author of the report, Protecting the American Homeland. He says consolidating all those agencies will make a big difference, for example, when you arrive from abroad at the U.S. border.
Today, when you arrive, you first meet an immigration naturalization person, then you need to go through customs, then you probably are going to go through the agricultural inspection agent, and there is also a security person at the port or at the airport. At the moment, these people work for four different agencies, using four different databases, having four different bosses, so to say, none of whom talk or are coordinate together. Now, under this proposal, all these people will work for the same Secretary of Homeland Security. They will have the same databases in order to make sure that the people who come through have been vetted, rightly so, and they will be coordinated in a way that hasn't happened up till now, and that is what allows the leakage of people and the leakage of goods that we don't want to leak into our country to occur.
Now, since September 11th, we've heard a lot about the lack of coordination among the various intelligence agencies. How is the gathering and analyzing of intelligence going to change with this new department?
What is most important about the department that is now coming about is that not in the gathering, but in the assessment and analysis of the intelligence, there is a major shift. For the first time, we will have information from at home and from abroad analyzed in a single place by a single set of people, so that the dots that are out there can in fact be connected in a way that they weren't prior to September 11.
It sounds good, and I'm wondering how hard it's going to be to implement. I mean, you've got agencies here that, in essence, have been in competition with each other, it almost sounds like.
The really important thing about this, if it is going to work, is that the information that is collected by the collection agencies, by the CIA and the National Security Agency and the FBI, is handed over, all of it, handed over to this new department. And the law provides that, in fact, all that information will be handed over unless the president directs otherwise. Will that, in fact, happen? I think we have a better chance this time around to get all the information in a single place than we have at any time before this.
What about concerns about privacy? I mean, we're hearing that this department will have the ability to collect a lot of data on every individual in the country.
Privacy is a concern no matter how you coordinate. It is even a concern whether you have this department or not. However, the legislation makes very clear that all the privacy legislation that exists will remain in place, that nothing that happens within this department, with a few minor exceptions, will affect that. Moreover, there will be a senior privacy advisor to the Secretary for Homeland Security, whose sole job it is to make sure that all the regulations and all the actions that are being contemplated by the department, in fact, fit the privacy bill so that privacy is concerned. But let's understand what we're doing here. There is, to some extent, a trade-off between enhancing security and the efficiency with which we can go about doing that and the civil liberties that are at stake. And we need to balance this as a nation in a way that I don't think we yet have as well as we should have after September 11 about where we want to strike this balance now that we are faced with this threat.
Thanks very much, Ivo.
My pleasure.
Ivo Dalder is a senior fellow in foreign policy studies at the Brookings Institution and co-author of the report, Protecting the American Homeland.